Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. I got to run to keep
rolling. And I'm bound to keep on riding. I got one more silver dollar, but I'm not gonna let them catch me, no. Not gonna let them catch the midnight rider. Chris,
I almost forgot it was midnight. Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Band. WFAN. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. He gets me every time. He lowers it. I raise the volume in my headset, and then he blasts me out. Happens every time with that Rosenberg. Don't you know? 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on this Wednesday morning. We got you for a five-hour midnight ride as we take you all the way to the warm-up show. We got Nico on the other side. Fleegs is with us and obviously still hanging out with Paul Rosenberg. You know, you could bring up that singles discussion we had again. Yeah, sure I can, Paul. I got to talk about Russell Wilson. We'll get to the baseball as we are now 2 days away. Two days away. Actually, no, it's tomorrow now. We're a day away. It's just a day away. Tomorrow. But let's start with the signing that the New York Giants had today or yesterday now as they bring in Russell Wilson to be the second veteran that they signed in a matter of, what, a week? Right? It was Friday. They brought in Jameis Winston. Now they bring in Russell Wilson. Remember how with the Juan Soto, and we'll get into Juan Soto, and we'll get into the Mets and Yankees and more articles written about why and how Juan Soto became a New York Met. I told you Plan B sucked. Well, for the New York Giants, in my estimation, Plan A was Aaron Rodgers and bringing in a quarterback through the draft. Plan B was either Jameis Winston or Russell Wilson. So they went with Plan B and C because Plan B sucks so much. And now two different quarterbacks, two veteran quarterbacks, to come in and kind of stabilize a room. And I understand what they're doing. And let's just make this clear, first and foremost, because everybody seems to be confused or everybody doesn't seem to understand what the Giants want to do. What does this indicate? How are the Giants feeling? This is the bottom line. The New York Giants still need to draft a quarterback. And none of this, not signing Jameis Winston, not signing Russell Wilson, will stop them from doing so if they believe in the quarterback. I don't think this impacts what they're doing at three in the least, because we're forgetting one thing. Like, I was watching videos from the Talking Giants guys. They do a great job watching a bunch of different people. And it's like, well, you can't, like, everything they're doing. I mean, you're looking to sign and trade for Matthew Stafford. Now you're looking to get Aaron Rodgers. Now you're signing two veteran quarterbacks. You've got DeVito. Like, everything they're doing indicates they're not drafting a quarterback at three, which I think we're forgetting one simple truth that nobody seems to understand. There's no guarantee that Shedeur Sanders and certainly not Cam Ward are going to be there at three. To me, this isn't an indication of how the Giants feel about Shedeur Sanders. This is much more of an indication of how the Giants feel about every other quarterback in the draft. Because they are, thanks to winning that game against the Colts, and it all comes back. And I dare you to tell me how they were better off winning that stupid game, because they'd have the first pick in this draft and they might not have one of these two quarterbacks. They might not have either of these two quarterbacks if you know you are getting a quarterback. There are two quarterbacks in this draft. I know all of you you know, quarterback, college football savants out there, all of you know that Jackson Dart's the better quarterback. All of you know that Milroe's going to be a stud. All of you know that you like this guy and you like that guy and he's better than Shador and he's better than Cam Ward. I wouldn't touch either of those two guys. I know all of you quarterback savants out there and how you feel. But for the most part, the idea is there are two quarterbacks in this draft, Cam Ward, Shador Sanders, that are viewed to be franchise NFL quarterbacks worthy of the pick at number three that the Giants are taking. That's it. And the New York Giants are not drafting one or two. They do not know if Shador Sanders is going to be available for them at three. The Cleveland Browns, God knows, need a quarterback. There is no guarantee. That's what we're forgetting. We're looking at all this stuff. Oh, what is this? You're telling me they're going to trade for Matthew Stafford and pay him? And they were willing to do that? And how could you tell me they're high on Shador Sanders if they were willing to do that? Oh, they've been playing the waiting game for Aaron Rodgers? How can you tell me that they're big on drafting a quarterback three when they're willing to do that? Oh, now they sign two veterans? They bring in Russell Wilson and they bring in Jameis Winston? Well, how could you tell me they're looking at drafting a quarterback third? I mean, they've got two quarterbacks in the room. Because they don't know. They don't know they can draft a quarterback third. And as we've seen with this quarterback room, since 40-0 against the Dallas Cowboys, the second year of this regime, it has been a disaster. The New York Giants just signed two veteran quarterbacks that I could argue are better than any quarterback. In fact, I would argue, still, as of right now, the way they play today, you can make an argument that the Giants just signed in the last week two quarterbacks that are the best two quarterbacks Brian Daboll has had as quarterback, as head coach of the New York Giants. And they got them both for guaranteed $14.5 million. And Russell Wilson's 1 year with incentives to make it up to as much as 21, but they guaranteed him 10.5. So for $14 million. And, you know, for this coming season, and then four on top of for Jameis Winston in the second year. But for this year in this room right now, $14.5 million for two veteran quarterbacks who made starts and won games in this league last year. Russell Wilson, who led his Pittsburgh Steelers to the playoffs. Now, he was terrible down the stretch, but led the team to the playoffs, can still throw a deep ball, is still Russell Wilson, is capable of managing your team, understands different offenses, and gives you a chance to at least be somewhat successful. Like $14.5 million for your quarterback is nothing. They are throwing it up against the wall and seeing what sticks. They wanted Aaron Rodgers. I'm assuming now that they've got an indication, because I still believe that if they felt they had a chance at Rodgers, they would wait. But I would think signing both of these guys in the span of a couple of days, and it's starting on Friday after Aaron Rodgers spent the entire day with the Pittsburgh Steelers, I would think this is some sort of, you know, indication that they've gotten that Aaron Rodgers doesn't want to come to be a New York Giant. So now they bring in two quarterbacks. They're paying them $14 million combined. And yes, if Shador Sanders is there at three, they are still taking Shador Sanders, because this group, this regime, needs to draft the quarterback of the future. And as much as we don't like the idea of this regime making decisions based on keeping their jobs, right? And I don't love that idea either, and I don't think they would do anything stupid. They didn't go out and give any crazy amount of money for a quarterback. It's $14 million for two veteran guys who have won games, who could throw the ball down the field when you have, you know, a speed, when you have different wide receivers like Malik Nabers, who's a stud. Like, I think, like, when you look at this group right now, the offense can be better. You've got these two guys, and as you're making decisions based on how to, you know, move forward in the organization, because whatever decision they make without that thought, it won't matter because they won't be here. And that's why I'm so tired of people telling me, oh, well, listen, you take whoever at three, you figure maybe you don't draft a quarterback this year, wait for next year when the quarterback draft is better. How do you tell Shane and Dable? How do you tell this owner? Like, if you think about it with Shane and Dable, if they are good enough, if they don't draft a quarterback this year, let's just say the Giants don't draft a quarterback this year, that they're going with the veteran room, they feel that as long as they get good quarterback play, they can win some games and justify staying with this owner. which, by the way, as Jordan Renan has posted a couple times on Twitter, covers the Giants for ESPN. Are you telling me that they sold the owner on their plan of signing two over-the-hill failed veterans? Like, that's what they said. Hey, you got to keep us. We're going to go bring in Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson. That was the plan that got them their jobs back? Hey, we'll take best player available at three. Our last draft was fairly good. We'll find some other hidden gems, and we're going to bring in two stiffs, a guy who can't stop throwing pick sixes and a guy who hasn't really been the Hall of Fame track quarterback we expected for the last 4 years. We're going to bring those two guys in, and that's going to save our season. That's the plan they sold to the owner to keep their jobs. I find that very hard to believe that the future of the franchise wasn't part of the package plan that they gave this owner to move forward with. And then even if you don't draft a quarterback this year, this is the one I really love because I don't understand it. If the Giants don't draft a quarterback this year, right? How the hell, don't draft a quarterback this year. Next year, the quarterback's much, go get Arch Manning. Go get this quarterback. Next year, there'll be a good crop. Okay. If they win enough games to justify their jobs with Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. If they turn those two quarterbacks into a successful year, win 9-10 games, sneak into the playoffs, or whatever the case may be, because with those two, you're going to have to win a hell of a lot of games. Six games ain't going to cut it just because you won three this year. You can't tell this owner, hey, I brought in Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston, and we did win six games. That's twice as many as last year. That's not going to cut it. So if they win enough games with Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson, they're going to be in a position where it's going to be very difficult to get Arch Manning or any other top quarterback in the draft because they're going to be picking in the 20s. And if they don't win enough games where they'll be set up to draft the quarterback next year without the quarterback in the room now, it's not going to be Shane and Dable. And I know you don't care about that, but they're the ones making the decisions. Like, they can't play this game. They either win enough games to justify their job and miss out on getting the top quarterback, or they lose too many games to keep their jobs and won't be around to pick the next quarterback. The next quarterback of the New York Giants, the future of the New York Giants, still has to be found this season. And Russell Wilson isn't it, and Jameis Winston isn't it. And to look at this and say, well, now what are you going to have three of these quarterbacks in the room? What is your third pick going to be the third string quarterback? Yes. Yes. To start the season, yes. And you could still move on to him. What is Jameis Winston guaranteed? He's guaranteed $4 million. If you play Russell Wilson, the season falls apart, and you go to Shedeur Sanders halfway through, you don't owe Jameis Winston the first crack at it. So I think they are still set up. And for me, what it says to me is they're all in on drafting the quarterback three. They're all in on Ward or Shedeur. Because if they felt like they could find, like, hey, listen, I know I got three or four guys, right? We have a top pick in the second round. I could always move back into the first round. We got two, three guys here that I could justify being the next quarterback. Like, I don't know if you do that and then, like, they're doing this in case they don't get the quarterback at three. Because if they knew they could get any of these quarterbacks that they like, maybe they wouldn't do this. This is a backup plan in case you don't get the quarterback at three. I still think that's the move. If Shedeur Sanders is available at three, that is the pick. You bring him in. You've got two veteran quarterbacks to lead him. It's still only $14.5 million to the quarterback room. It's less than half you were paying Daniel Jones. So the money doesn't inhibit you from doing it. And you haven't, at $4 million, you're not guaranteeing Jameis Winston any sort of playing time. The quarterback sits. The quarterback waits. When they're ready, depending on record or his skill set, they go right into the young quarterback. This hasn't changed a damn thing. And I don't know why anyone think it would. You have got to find the future of your franchise. They have to, because they won't be around to find it next year. But they're gathering as much talent as they can for $14 million, they got two veteran quarterbacks where if something goes wrong or an injury happens or early on in the year, they're playing much better, right? They've added some pieces defensively. They have a good run game. They, you know, maybe the offensive line plays better with a Luminor tackle and Andrew Thomas stays healthy and they actually win a handful of games where Russell is playing terribly or he gets hurt and you go to Jameis Winston. They are not taking chances at the quarterback room after having a disaster of one for the last 2 years. This is just making sure, crossing the T's, dotting the I's and lowercase j's. This is just making sure that they are in a stable position with the quarterback. This doesn't indicate anything to me about how they'll handle the third pick. It doesn't indicate anything to me about how they'll move forward with finding a quarterback in this draft. I feel the same way about it I felt before the Russell Wilson signing. I don't think this impacts it in any way. In any way, other than if I have to try and read into it, I think it's more about the idea of, hey, I don't know what's going to happen three. If they had the first or second pick, maybe they wouldn't sign two veterans. They don't have, everyone's just saying, well, explain to me how they're going to pick a quarterback at three. They might not have that option. Like, when we're forgetting this piece of information, we're acting like Shazor Sanders is going to be there at three, and they're choosing to sign Russell Wilson instead of making that pick. If they had the first or second pick, I would feel differently. They don't. Because of that incredibly stupid, useless, hurtful win that they had against the Colts, they are not in a position to guarantee themselves anything. So for two veteran quarterbacks to come in for $14.5 million guaranteed to stabilize your room, to make sure if I don't get that quarterback at three and I don't value Jackson Dart or Milrow or Howard or Shuck or anybody else as, you know, being worthy of that third pick, maybe I'll find him in the second round. Maybe someone will jump me. Whatever the case may be, if I don't come out with a quarterback in this class, at least I have two veterans where I feel the quarterback position is stable. But to me, this regime still needs to find the future quarterback of this team. That was the priority from day one. It's still the priority. And I don't think this indicates any which way what the Giants are thinking to do. And namely because, like, we act like we know that Shedeur Sanders is going to be there at three. This has been a two-quarterback draft. I know that the hype always starts going for these other quarterbacks. Right? It's always like, last year was a perfect case of it. J.J. McCarthy, despite winning a national championship, was on no one's radar. No one. Then all of a sudden, Pro Day and Jim Harbaugh talking him up, and suddenly he goes where he goes at the top of the draft. So, yeah, Jackson Dart's been hyped up. This one's been hyped up. But this has been a two-quarterback draft for a year now. And the New York Giants are picking third. So they are making sure that this quarterback room is going to be stable. And I firmly expect, and as you're hearing reports, Schefter is out there reporting it. I just saw a thing from Art Stapleton, my guy Art. Same thing from Jordan Renan. If Shedeur, Connor Hughes, everyone, if Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward are sitting there at three, I still fully expect the New York Giants to do the right thing and draft their quarterback.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Swung on.
There it goes. Deep left, it is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
There it is. Nick Monagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll get to the baseball as the season opens tomorrow. I can't believe it's tomorrow already. We are here. I'll be filling in for Keith tomorrow night, right after the game. No, after the game. I'm losing my mind. My schedule is all over the place. I am losing my mind. I am filling in for Keith tonight. Whew. Before the game, obviously. Wednesday night. The schedule is all over the place. When Keith takes off, I lose it. I was filling in for him as he went to the spring training last week. I'm so like the other, like to me, you know, it's been Wednesday all day for me. That's how it works. I wake up, I had to take my mother somewhere, so I went to bed a little later in the morning, woke up a little later in the afternoon today, then we had baseball practice. But like as soon as I wake up, it's the next day. I know my job, it's Wednesday, so I'm in Wednesday mode when I wake up on Tuesday afternoon. So like it's been Wednesday for me for 12 hours. I got to get used to this still. It's only been 2 years. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to the calls. But I will be in for Keith tonight, Wednesday night, after the game. But it just won't be the Yankee game. It'll be the Nets game.
And just FYI, you'll never get used to it.
And I'll never get used to it, I know. But I'll be on tonight leading in to Thursday morning, leading in to Thursday, 3 p.m. Yankee Stadium, and 4 o'clock out in Houston. 888-808-1019. But let's get to your football and Russell Wilson calls. Matt in Maryland. What's up, Matt?
So I hear what you say that the Giants are going to draft Sanders. I think the signing of Wilson is a big sign they are not drafting a quarterback in the first round.
And why do you think that?
Well, I think the salary that's allocated for one position would be too much. Even though I know a first round may I was looking at Drake May's salary, mm-hmm. and his first year is like $6.5 million.
Yeah,
and then you got $14 million between Wilson and
Winston.
Jameis?
Yeah,
Winston. So that's a lot for that one position and
totally
two big personalities.
Totally disagree. Think, that's still less than what they were paying. Last year they were paying $40 million for Daniel Jones and $5 million for Drew Lock. They were paying $45 million last year. Between the three quarterbacks, they'll be playing less than just Daniel Jones.
I hear you, but you can I just don't think you're going to put a first-round draft pick as a third quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, he's the third quarterback until it's time to move on to him. Then they move him up to one. Like that's
Winston the third pick?
Then Winston probably becomes, if you're benching Russell Wilson, you're probably going Winston too. But who cares? It doesn't matter.
Well, you know, but I really feel the Giants got a lot of issues. And one of it being the secondary. And I just like Hunter. I think if Hunter's available at three, they got to grab him.
Yeah, you know? I mean, I hear you. I disagree with you. I think they need the future quarterback. That's what they need.
It just ain't there. I think the quarterbacks need time. They need development. No matter who you pick,
and that's why they're going to give him time and development.
The quarterback of the future, but they'd be better off going in the second or third round and see who's the best available guy. Maybe if the Alabama guy is available, because you know, but he has issues throwing the ball, so he's going to need time. My concern with Sanders is he got beat up in college. That's one of the things. And I'm like, whoa, because that line he had at Colorado was awful.
He's also used to playing behind a poor offensive line. But, Matt, like, you're a perfect example. Like, this means that they're not bringing in the quarterback. That's just because you don't want them to. Because every single reason you gave me why this indicates that they won't bring in the third quarterback, I shot down within one argument, with one sentence, and you didn't even push back. You just went on to the next thing. Like, you can't tell me the money. You're going to tell me the money? The $14.5 million they've given these two guys is going to preclude them from drafting a quarterback because it's too much money to one position when all three of them will make less money than Daniel Jones did last year? Last year, they had $45 million plus whatever they gave Tommy DeVito, minimal. But let's just, like, $45 just to Daniel Jones and Drew Lock. It's going to be 20. You're right. It's probably going to be somewhere around $20 to $22 million if they draft Shedeur Sanders. It's going to be half of what they spent last year, which would still be bottom 10 in the league for a QB room. So, I mean, listen, you can say you don't want it. You can say you disagree with it. You can say they need defensive backs more, an edge rusher, and oh man, you get Burns, Dexter Lawrence, and Carter. I mean, you're talking about one of the premier pass rushers. The pass rushing, you know, team defenses in the league. Okay, fine. That's an argument. Don't come up with reasons why this like, that's what I'm asking you. If you can, if you're so interested, you can talk about whatever you want. But if you're going to call me up and say, well, this signing shows me they're not going to get a third a draft of quarterback three, and then you tell me because of the money, when it's still bottom 10 in the NFL based on the money given the quarterback, no, it's not the money. The money is not the issue. And nor is like, oh, so then you're going to make Jameis the third string? Or like, yeah, who gives a damn? Who cares which he's not playing? That's it. Early on in the year, he's going to be the two seed. He's going to be the second string. Wilson's going to play. If at any point they decide it's time to go to Sanders, they'll just bump Sanders up to the starter. There's not a progression here. There's not a meritocracy. It's not a democracy. It's football. So while they're going with the veterans, it's going to be Wilson and Jameis. Now, if at any point they decide Jameis is the better option, they'll switch that around. But whenever they decide to go to Sanders or whoever they drafted three, if they do so, if they're losing or they just decide it's time, they'll just play him and figure out who's two and three. What's the difference? It'll probably be Russell Wilson because he's making $10 million. But ultimately, who gives a damn? How do I care? He doesn't. It's not a ladder of progression. Oh, well, he's going from three. Then he's got to be the two. Then he's got to be he doesn't. The minute they decide to go to him in season, he becomes the starter, and they figure out who the second and third quarterbacks are. Like, so that's not a real legitimate reason. The money certainly isn't a legitimate reason. And the most third I'm hearing is, well, isn't that just a weird locker room? That's not a reason either. Matt in Manhattan. What's up, Matt?
Yeah, I agree with you about the money. I don't know why that was brought up.
No, it has nothing
money
to do
aspect,
with money.
This is quarterback money.
Yeah, this is. I mean, $14 million this coming year for two quarterbacks is extremely light.
Now, the number of bodies is a little weird, but that notwithstanding, I will disagree with you on one point. I do think that this tells us something about how the Giants see the draft and what they may or may not do.
Okay,
I do think that this probably rules out, and I am personally happy, so maybe that's clouding my judgment, but I do think that this is either ruling out or making much less likely that they're going to trade up for a quarterback.
I think that's fair.
This is a move based on sitting at three and not being 100% sure that they're looking at a quarterback.
Correct. I think, and let me specify this, because I said my open yesterday was I think they should trade up to number two to secure at least one of the two of them.
Right.
I still think that if, depending on how they feel about Ward, I do think a part of this is that they don't think trading for one is possible. But if Tennessee were to call them and offer them a trade to move up to number one, I still think they would do it. But I do agree with you that this probably means that they don't view that as a possibility. And that moving up to two probably isn't a possibility or makes sense for them either. I do agree. This indicates that they are much less likely to trade up and probably sit at three and get whatever's there.
And one other thing is I think that this makes more likely, not necessarily likely in the sense of likely versus not likely, but it tracks with the possibility that they like someone other than these two. And would take a guy either in the late first round, early second round, and be comfortable with two veterans, and this person having no possibility really of playing that.
Yeah, I don't know. I see it different. And Matt, thank you for the call. I see it different with that, because if they knew they were going to come through with a quarterback, like if they knew, like if they felt relatively strongly. And again, I'm not even saying that this necessarily means this. I'm saying if I'm looking for something, which I don't even know if this is there necessarily, but if I'm looking to try and make meaning of this on how the Giants feel about quarterbacks, I'm more inclined to think it means that they think less of the secondary options. Because if you felt you had a strong chance, one, at three, you know you can draft any of those guys, right? At three, you know you're going to have your pick of Shedeur Sanders or Jackson Dart or Milroe or whoever. So you know if you love one of those guys, you know you can get him at three. So you don't need the second veteran. Or even if you feel pretty confident that you can move back into the first, or you have multiple options to draft a quarterback, that you see value in multiple guys you can get in the second or third round, Like, I think you'd be less inclined to do this knowing you're bringing in a veteran, you're bringing in a rookie quarterback. Like, to me, this indicates more so, and I'm not even sure this does, because who knows if the tea leaves. They just might want to make sure they have two veterans for any quarterback that they bring in the draft. But if I have to try and figure out what this could mean as far as how they view the quarterback situation, I think it's more likely like, hey, we love Shador. If he's there at three, great. But I can't guarantee that. So I don't like any other quarterback. So if I don't get Shador, I might not take a quarterback in this draft, at least not in the first two, three rounds. Maybe I'll take a swing in the fourth or fifth at someone we're not thinking of. But like, to me, it's like, let me make sure I have two veterans because I'm not guaranteed Shador at three. So I have to plan as if I'm not going to have a quarterback in the draft. If they loved a bunch of different guys, I think this is less likely. But I don't know if I can even take that from it. I think that's probably clutching at straws for looking for meaning. I think the meaning is pretty much, hey, Jameis Winston took a $4 million contract. I think that number that's a million less than what Drew Lock got. And I'm not saying he's much better than Drew Lock, isn't he? He's a number one overall pick. He's thrown 30 touchdowns in this league. He's been around. He's won games from multiple franchises. Like, Drew Lock stinks. And Jameis Winston just took $4 million. So I think once they saw that Rodgers wasn't going to happen, and then they got a Jameis Winston contract for $4 million, they said to themselves, wow, for $4 million, I can bring in another quarterback and just guarantee myself a bunch of options. It's a one-year deal for Russell Wilson. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work. It's $10 million for 1 year. So I don't know if this means anything on how they view any quarterback. I just certainly don't think it changes how they view the third pick. I really don't. To me, it's just, hey, we had to sign someone once Rodgers was gone, and Jameis was willing to sign for $4 million. And once that happened, now it opened me up to spend 10 more on Russell Wilson and getting a $14 million quarterback with two players. So I think we're probably looking too much into this. Donald in Florida. What's up, Donald?
How are you doing?
Good. How are you, man? Yes, sir.
I am doing incredible. C-Mac, first of all, you're my favorite host. You're way better than Lugie. I hate Lugie. You're the best. I love you so much.
I was going to ask you, I swear, in my mind, I was going to ask you if you're calling from Mar-a-Lago, but
here if you want to talk to her. I am calling from Mar-a-Lago, and you're better than Lugie. I like you a lot better than Lugie.
Well, thank you very much, Don. I appreciate it. I wasn't sure how long to let that go on. I guess I could have went. If it was a phenomenal impression, it was a solid impression. If it was a phenomenal impression, I might have went further with it, but I think it ran its course. Plus, I don't want to upset half the audience and how it goes these days. The Bear in the Bronx. What's up, Bear?
I think you kind of got it right. But what really pisses me off is you got those two quarterbacks for less than the last guy you had there, right?
Yes,
you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, yeah.
And now, and this goes to show you, the Giants didn't have to lose Barkley.
We're still hung up on didn't have to lose Barkley. I suppose they didn't.
I just think I'm not hung up on it. I just think they didn't have to lose him. I mean, you got two guys. You got a veteran quarterback now who's won a Super Bowl, and I don't care what you say. The guy from Tampa Bay,
Jameis Winston.
Winston. He's useless. I'll be honest with you, but it's like you say, he ain't going to play. He's not going to play.
I don't expect him to play unless, I mean, listen, I disagree with you though, Bear, I think I'd prefer Jameis Winston. I really would. Now, Russell Wilson still does throw a very good deep ball. He just doesn't have that gunslinger mentality that I think would benefit them on some way, but he doesn't throw over the middle of the field. He doesn't take chances. He holds on to the ball too much. He does still throw a pretty deep ball. He still does have some mobility, but he holds on to the ball too long. He takes bad sacks. He really kind of eliminates the middle of the field. And he was terrible down the stretch of the season last year for Pittsburgh after having a nice little run that, you know, where they were arguably some people, I forget who it was, there were some people saying that Pittsburgh might be the best team in the AFC for a stretch last year. But I don't know if I ever felt that way. But they were playing well. They were playing well enough where someone could say that and get away with it. But down the stretch, they were, you know, he was awful. They were averaging 15, 16 points a game his last five starts of the year. So I don't know how much he has in the tank. I know I was the guy screaming for the Giants to trade him 3 years ago because I was done with Daniel Jones even back then. But yeah, I just don't think it matters. I think they're just stockpiling veterans because the room has been so bad and this gives them a bunch of different options. And the money is exactly why. The reason why is what they were able to pay. And I think the Jameis Winston $4 million contract, they were like, wow, we feel comfortable with Jameis Winston sort of being the starter here with a rookie quarterback. I can get him at Russell Wilson. Rich in Newark. What's up, Rich?
Hey, what's going on, man? Big fan of you guys. I just want to start off by saying the Giants, they're starting off with one of the hardest schedules of the season. Just want to say that.
Well, we don't... Their home schedule this year is going to be very difficult. We don't know. I don't think the schedule, unless I'm missing something, I don't think the actual schedule has come out. We just know the home games.
Well, yeah, I mean, as far as percentage wise,
yeah, it's a difficult schedule.
Pretty much have like the hardest schedule this mm-hmm. season. So with the Russell Wilson signing and the Jameis Winston signing, I think we kind of know what's going on here. You know, I mean, we signed Russell Wilson for 2 years and Jameis Winston for one. We kind of know what's going on here. So, like...
Well, let us know, please. Enlighten us.
They want names. They want names. You know, we want to put butts to seats.
Oh, come on. You think Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson are selling tickets?
They're going to sell tickets because they sling it.
I don't know if Russell Wilson still slings it. I mean, he throws a pretty deep ball, but I don't think he's...
We got Malik Nabers. We signed Darius Slayton for a three-year deal, which we should have gave to Saquon, but whatever. That's neither here or there.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like this is pretty much a year where I think we're going for Arch. I think we're going for Arch Manning.
That makes no sense to me. You can't tell me that, Brian.
It makes no sense to me. If we have Travis Hunter, we have a nice DB. I can't remember the last time the Giants had a nice DB. You know,
I mean, Bradbury was a pretty good corner. They've had several. You know, kind
no,
of.
No, I mean the last one that they were supposed to have was DeAndre Baker, and he got
no Baker.
He got flown off.
Well, Baker's not been that good. I agree. But let me ask. Banker had an issue. Banks, I'm thinking it has not been that good. But yeah, well, let me ask you a question. Okay, so say they draft Hunter, like you're saying, they have the veteran quarterback. They draft Hunter. They've got Malik Nabers. You know, they go about winning. Like, okay, how are they going to get Arch Manning if they win this year?
They're not going to win this
year.
Well,
then why would Brian Daboll and Joe Shane?
I say the over under is six.
All right, well, if they don't win this year, then they're getting fired. Why would Joe Shane and Brian Daboll plan for a scenario where they either win and don't have the quarterback or get fired and don't care who the quarterback is?
I think winning for them this year is winning six games.
I think if they don't draft a future quarterback and they don't have a plan and structure for the rebuild here, and they draft and they bring in a veteran quarterback and all they get is six wins and another dead, miserable season, you're telling me the owner who was, you know, upset with them last year is going to keep them around?
All right, so riddle me this.
Yeah.
So you're going to tell me you're going to sign two veteran quarterbacks.
Yes.
For a max of 2 years and sign a rookie quarterback.
Draft a rookie quarterback, yep.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And what? These quarterbacks are going to be long gone after 2 years?
Well, it's a one-year deal for Russell Wilson, so he's gone after this year. And then,
that's one. Yeah, yeah. Jameis has two.
Yeah, and then Jameis is the backup next year, yes. And at any point this year,
Jameis is going to lead is going to lead our backup to a championship to be a championship contender.
Did you just ask me if the backup quarterback is going to lead them to be a championship contender? Because the
answer is Winston. I'm asking you, Jameis Winston. It's not even a backup quarterback. It's Jameis Winston.
Yeah. Do I think Jameis Winston leads them to be a Super Bowl contender?
Yes.
No.
Well, the backup quarterback.
No.
Which is our rookie quarterback that we draft.
I'm very confused by what you're asking me. No, I don't think anyone leads the Giants to being a Super Bowl contender this year.
Well, not this year, but I'm saying like...
Well, I don't know. I got to see Sanders play. What if Sanders plays? I don't think anybody would have told me the Washington Commanders would have been in the NFC Championship game last year off of being one of the worst teams in football for two decades. Suddenly they're in the NFC Championship game with a quarterback. I don't, as much as we would have thought Daniels is good and better than Shador, fine. Nobody expected that. I got to see how Shador plays. What if Shador comes in here and lights it up? Then, yeah, maybe they're a contender.
No, I mean, the Commanders are more equipped than the Giants.
Why?
Because they have a way better defense and they have...
The Giants have Dexter Lawrence. Is there a player on Washington as good as Dexter Lawrence?
He had a down year.
Dexter Lawrence had a down year? Okay, he got hurt. Otherwise, he was having a great year. Dexter Lawrence is arguably the best defensive tackle in the sport. Burns gets after the quarterback. They just signed the best defensive back, the best cornerback, and the best safety in the free agent market. Like, they've got young safeties and cornerbacks in Drew Phillips and... I always forget his name. But they've got a couple of different guys. Tyler Newbin. Like, why is Washington better? Why was Washington last year better served to have a successful season than the New York Giants this year or next year? Why? There's no reason. There's no reason to say that. There's no indication on why Washington made a big jump other than they drafted the right quarterback. And what do you mean? Yeah, so like, and does Jameis Winston as the backup quarterback lead them to a championship? What backup quarterback leads you to a championship? No, Jameis Winston's not good enough to lead you to a championship. Russell Wilson's not good enough to lead you to a championship. That's why I want to find out if Shador Sanders is. Because Daniel Jones wasn't. Now we got to find out, can we find that guy? That's what it's about. It's about finding that guy. And if you think Arch Manning is going to be that guy, fine. But this regime right now is not going to plan for somebody else's pick. Because they're either going to win enough games to keep their job and not be able to draft Arch Manning, or they're going to lose enough games to draft Arch Manning and it's going to be someone else doing it. So I'm not, and that might be the best thing served, right? If you told me right now, Brian Daboll and Joe Shane aren't it, they're best served losing these games, and you know, Arch Manning is going to turn out to be one of the great quarterbacks in the NFL. And I'm telling you, Chris, the best path for the New York Giants is to lose this year, tank, and now all of a sudden everyone's a big tank fan. I get killed all year long. All of a sudden, everybody wants Arch Manning. All the tankers out there, everybody who's all over me for wanting the Giants to lose games, suddenly want Arch Manning. Every time I turn around, another guy's telling me, Arch Manning, Arch Manning. That means losing this year. But if you want to tell me that losing this year, not drafting Sanders, getting the premier defensive player, winning four or five games this year, firing Shane and Daboll, hiring a new head coach and GM, and drafting Arch Manning is the best case scenario for this franchise, and it's going to propel them to Super Bowl championships in the next four or five years, I won't argue with you. That's fine. And maybe that's the case. And if it is the case, I hope it happens. But we're trying to figure out what the Giants are doing. And right now the Giants are being led by Shane and Daboll, and that plan doesn't involve them. So how can I think that's where the tea leaves are headed? How can you tell me this is all set up to draft Arch Manning? If they're drafting Arch Manning, the two guys making the decisions won't be here. So there's no way that's their plan. Now, I don't think they would do anything crazy. If they were the 8th or like 10th or 12th pick, you're not going to trade up to number 1 or for Cam or Shador or like whatever. I don't know. Like, I don't think they've done anything crazy. They're going to do what most teams do when you're drafting 3rd and don't have a quarterback. Draft your future quarterback. But at the same time, they're not, whether they're going to, I don't think, I trust them not to do anything just absolutely nuts just under the guise of saving their job. But I also don't expect them to make decisions based on them being fired. That I certainly don't expect. I don't expect, hey, we really, I listen, what's best for this franchise is to draft Arch Manning next year. Now, I know that's going to cost us our jobs, but hey, I love the Giants. I don't expect that. Mark in California, what's up, Mark?
What's going on?
What's up?
Yeah, I was reading today. I don't know why it came out, but it said 1 year, $21 million. So it's, I immediately was like,
"Yeah, that's the max he could make."
$21 million, and then I thought 10.5. So I'm like, "I feel
well." That's
so
the
good.
Guarantee. I suppose if he makes every start all year, and that's another indication.
Yeah,
depending on what the incentives are, if it starts, then you know they're probably going to go to the quarterback because they don't want to pay him $21 million this year. But either way, it's a 1 year deal.
He's still making money because last year he made $1.25 million. Plus, Denver was paying him like $40 million. So he made like $50 million last year.
Right.
So now he's making 10, which is a nine and a half million bump increase. Which $10 million is like backup money, right? It's not like obviously.
Well, it's a little high for backup money, but it's certainly not you're our guy starter money.
Yeah. Now, to me, I've been saying this for a while. The Giants' offseason has been very panicky. Right. And it's like we all know Mara came out and said we want you to win. Right. So in my opinion, Cam Ward's going one. Right. If Cleveland decides that where Tennessee decides we're not going to take Cam and go Shadeer one. Right. Oh. That sets up. Well, holy moly. Because now you got Cleveland two. Giants are going to be calling for Ward. If that happens, and there's a possibility. Listen. That it could happen.
We've
right?
seen crazier
if,
things. Nobody
we've
thought
seen
that.
Crazier things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so absolutely true.
If Cam Ward goes one to Tennessee, which we all believe is going to happen,
yeah.
Shadeer goes two to Cleveland.
Yeah.
Now you're sitting there with Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's also talks of Kayvon might be traded. He might be his. So what about the Giants taking Abdul Carter?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I've been saying that I prefer Abdul Carter, and I think that. The pass rush that you could get with Burns, Carter, and Dexter Lawrence, and even Thibodeau, if you don't trade him, I think you could talk about then now having one of the more powerful pass rushes in the sport if Carter is what you think he is. Now, I want to make it clear. I'm not the biggest college football guy. I'm not a quarterback guru. I don't know. I've seen a lot of Shadeer. I mean, Jackson Dart comes from an offense that I think takes time, whatever. I don't think any other quarterback is worth it at three. So I've been very clear. So I think they need to draft a quarterback at three. Last night I told you trade up to two to guarantee a quarterback. I want Shadeer Sanders or Cam Ward. That's what I want. That's what I think is best for this franchise. That's what I want. Now, if they're sitting there at three and those guys went 1-2, I don't want to trade back. I don't want to get more picks and hope to get a quarterback later while adding other picks. I think those two players in Carter and Hunter are legitimately you know, really uber talented, excellent players that will be studs in the NFL. So I don't want to pass on those. So I'm with you. If 1-2 is Cam Ward, Shadeer Sanders, I'm drafting Abdul Carter. That's what I would do. And then I suppose try and find a quarterback later in this draft to take a chance with, a flyer on. Where I'm still open to drafting a quarterback next year, and that's why I think these two quarterbacks are that saving grace. The reason to me, it's not that they don't want Shadeer, that they don't want to draft a quarterback three. They can't guarantee a quarterback they want is going to be there at three. So why do you have the two veterans in case you're drafting Abdul Carter because you know the two quarterbacks went 1-2? That's why you have the two guys here. Not because you don't want to draft Shadeer Sanders three, because you don't know if you'll have that opportunity. And I do agree with the first caller that said it does indicate that they won't trade up. I think that's fair. I doubt very much. Like, I was talking about trading up for number two. I don't know if you would sign both these quarterbacks, then give up draft equity to get Shadeer. Unless they're in absolute love with him, then I guess it's open. But if they felt like they could do that, they probably wouldn't have signed Russell Wilson. So this is the dream to trade up to one is probably dead, and I don't think they would trade up to number two. So they're going to sit there at three now. And if Shadeer Sanders is there, I think they take him. If he's not, they'll take Carter or Hunter. Maybe try and find a quarterback later in the draft. If not, you go and attack this team. Hope you've improved. And go and attack it with Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson and see if you can get enough wins to save your job. That's it.